Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Just a year and a half into office as a Massachusetts congresswoman, Catherine Clark has already become a national leader in an effort to protect women. This morning, as we continue our series on the newest members of the congressional delegation, we look at the issue Clark is championing, the fight against online harassment. WBUR's Asma Khalid has our story.
So, this is a video we were just sending off to the FBI today.
Brianna Wu is a gamer in Arlington. She makes video games, and that ticks off some guys, which means they send her creepy death threats like this scratchy video.
Our priest put a death omen on Brianna Wu's life, and we are going to finish the fight.
You know, it's just one death threat of 106. This is just another day of my life these days. It's exhausting.
Wu says she's received 106 threats in the last 10 and a half months. She says these threats are partly because the game industry is changing. More women are becoming gamers, and that's upsetting the old order.
It's all about scaring women in the industry until we're silent, right? Like, that's the game.
But Wu refuses to be silent. In fact, she's been so vocal, her story caught the attention of her congresswoman, Catherine Clark.
So, you know, Catherine Clark reached out to me. She wanted to understand what the FBI was doing.
And what we found was that the FBI really wasn't responding to her.
That's Congresswoman Clark. She says she reached out to the FBI directly.
Frankly, it was a disappointing and frustrating conversation because they were very clear that prosecutions of these crimes just wasn't a priority.
And that worries Clark, because as she's become a leading voice on Capitol Hill for this cause, she's begun to hear more and more from women across the country about online harassment.
You know, we are sending a strong message that you're not welcome. And we are certainly saying to younger women that some of these fields, or if you're interested in writing on feminism, that this is part of what you have to accept about being online and talking about certain topics.
Clark says that message is unacceptable, and she doesn't understand why law enforcement seemed to write off these threats as harmless antics.
If somebody in your office said, you know, I know you're going to be in the parking lot at 5 p.m. and I'm going to be there and I'm going to murder you, and here I'm going to send you a video of the knife that I'm going to use, we would be all over that.
Clark says we ought to take threats made through the internet just as seriously. And that stance is getting some traction. In late May, the House of Representatives formally agreed to put pressure on the FBI, thanks to Clark. The House urged the Department of Justice to intensify its efforts to combat this destructive abuse. Then, last month, Clark filed a bill for additional resources and training. She's asking for $4 million a year. That money would help hire 10 new FBI agents dedicated to investigating internet threats. And she wants to ensure each U.S. attorney's office designates an assistant U.S. attorney to investigate and prosecute these types of crimes.
And we're also hoping, you know, to follow that up with giving local police enforcement the training and some of the expertise and help that they need to be able to take these virtual crimes and bring it to real-life, real-time solutions and help for these women.
Women like Brianna Wu. Some days, Wu works from her one-story disheveled Arlington home. Her three dogs keep her company.
You know, when you came to, you know, my house today and knocked on the door, every time that happens, I have like this fear response because they've doxed my address and I've had people tell me they're coming to my house to kill me so many times now.
Wu is tall, 6'2" with red streaks in her brown hair. She admits her height can look intimidating when she stands up, but she's scared. So scared, she keeps a Louisville Slugger by the front door.
I've had people telling me my dead mutilated corpse is going to be on the front page of feminist websites.
Wu says these threats have now become so routine, but they're still emotionally and economically debilitating.
So I want for you to imagine that, like constantly people telling you they're going to rape you, they're going to murder you.
Wu has tried to reach out to law enforcement, but nothing is ever really done to investigate and prosecute the threats. Congresswoman Clark is pushing for that to change.
And we're not asking for the FBI or federal government to come in and police the internet. We're just saying investigate these cases and enforce the good laws that we already have on the books.
Clark is on a mission. She's essentially become the champion of this cause. Her efforts have been highlighted everywhere from the Washington Post to Glamour magazine. As for Brianna Wu, she's just thankful.
In a political environment where law enforcement has frankly not been very helpful for my family at all, Catherine Clark is the reason we're getting any attention on this at all.
In an industry full of mythical heroes, Clark's become an unlikely hero for female gamers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.
We conclude our series on Massachusetts' newest members of Congress tomorrow with the latest member of the Kennedy family to represent the state in Washington, Joe Kennedy III, and how he's carrying on the family tradition of bipartisanship.